RFK Jr. dunks on AOC, Bernie Sanders. Trump standing up to oligarchs with pharmaceuticals executive order. By Hannah Knudsen on May 12, 2025. There has never been a president more willing to stand up to the oligarchs than President Donald Trump. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said during Monday morning's press conference, where Trump signed an executive order to reduce the cost of prescription medications. Calling it an extraordinary day, Kennedy said lowering the cost of prescription drugs is something every major Democrat Party leader has promised to do, to no avail. This was the fulcrum of Bernie Sanders' runs for presidency. That he was going to eliminate this discrepancy between Europe and the United States. As it turns out, none of them were doing it. It's one of these promises that politicians make to their constituents, knowing that they'll never have to do it, Kennedy observed. Noting that they never do it, in part, because Congress is controlled in so many ways by the pharmaceutical industry. Kennedy explained that Big Pharma spends three times what the next largest lobbyist spends on lobbying. This was an issue that people talked about. Nobody wanted to do anything because it was radioactive. They knew you couldn't get it by Congress. We now have a president who is a man of his word. Who has the courage, he said, observing that the difference with Trump is, he can't be bought, unlike most of the politicians in this country. And he is standing here for the American people. There's writers who are saying that President Trump is on this side of the oligarchs. There has never been a president more willing to stand up to the oligarchs than President Donald Trump, Kennedy said, telling the president that he is proud of him, lauding his courage for pursuing this. I never thought that this would happen in my lifetime. I have a couple of kids who are Democrats, are big Bernie Sanders fans, and when I told them that this was going to happen, they had tears in their eyes. They thought, this is never going to happen in our lifetime. And we finally have a president who's willing to stand up for the American people, he added. The presser follows Trump previewing the executive order on Sunday, announcing that prescription drug and pharmaceutical prices will be reduced, almost immediately, by 30% to 80%. Watch the full presser below.